Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need rationally minded people to help me out with something. But since I don't know any of those, I'm going to ask you guys.
Oh.
Okay.
As you know, I've created a situation with my children. I always have.
Yeah.
I'm admitting up front that I am part of the problem.
Okay.
We have a bit of a situation here.
Yeah. When you call something with your children a situation, you're in it.
My children, they want for almost nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when the Harry Potter big Lego set came out.
Which one?
The one that I got you.
Diagon Alley?
Yes.
Yeah. Is she one of your children?
Kind of. Okay. At the time, she was very much my child.
We all do very well here.
But it was like, it wasn't Mia's birthday. It wasn't Christmas, but it was out.
Yeah. And you just...
And it's a $300 Lego set. It's a massive...
Yeah.
But it was like the summertime, and it was like, she's just bored, and she was just reading so much, and I just wanted to reward her for being such a good kid, and I just was like, here, have, like, so in that sense, I just want you to understand, although I just wanted to say this, I was at the Lego store yesterday, I had to go to the mall to replace my screen cover or whatever, and they have the Creel House.
No way.
Yes.
The what?
The Creel House from Stranger Things. Mm. It's like $300, and they had it in stock,
and I
grabbed it, and I went to the front, and there was a line, and I was like, nope. Set it down. I was like, that's a sign. That's a sign. I'm not getting it.
There's always a line.
If I had walked straight,
you've also created a situation with yourself then. Yes. If a line is stopping you from a decision you've made.
Oh, it has the squawk.
It has everything. It's so dope. Okay. So now I've set the stage for what's going on. So every once in a while, I also do these kind of things for my friends. Like, I was at the South Pearl Farmers Market and Legacy Pie Company was there. And I walked by and they had a mini cherry tart cherry pie. And I'm like, yoink. And I just dropped it on Josh's doorstep. Like, I want my friends and family to want for nothing. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, there's just...
I haven't gotten anything in a while.
I know. You're right. I've kind of stopped with the people in this room. Because then it's like, if I do one of you, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Like, then Hack's like, I see what just happened there. Okay. So I have another friend whose kid is really into Pokemon cards. So whenever, like, Costco has them, I buy, like...
No, for someone else's kid?
Well, they pay you back, no?
No, but sort of.
Oh.
Like, he's never actually paid me back for him, but, like, I'll meet him at Hillstone, and then we have a couple drinks, and he's like, all right, and I'm like, I hand him the things, and he just pays the tab, and I'm like, that feels right.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, yeah. He buys the drinks, and I give him some Pokemon cards. Okay.
Okay.
Are we all caught up on everything now? Now I'm actually going to get to the thing.
Okay.
I walk into my son's room a couple days ago, and I see Pokemon cards.
Ooh.
I'm like, well, what? And I go down to my closet to where I've stored a box of Pokemon cards for my buddy Tim, and they're gone.
Oh, no way.
So I go back up to Noah's room, and I'm like, where'd you get those? He's like, they've been in the closet forever.
The closet.
The spare bedroom closet.
Why would he even be in there?
There's things in the closet. Like, it's also the storage for extra Costco stuff, like the extra chips that aren't in the pantry yet.
Sure, okay.
So it's just there.
So he could have seen them over time and known they're...
And he should have, I think we can all agree, swung by me and said... I'm about to open these Pokemon cards unless they're for somebody. But he was like, they've been in there forever. Is the blame on him or is the blame on me? Because I'm the type of person who I'm taking the blame, but I'm starting to think that was a D move on his part.
I really like your son. I think he's a good kid. That was all on him. Because even if you bought the Lego set, if it was just in a closet, You don't just open something assuming it's for you.
Mm-hmm. But think about the way, it, like you got, Aaron and Tiago have been to my house. Mi casa es su casa. It's like, yeah. If you want to go grab a bottle of wine, get it. I don't care.
But T-Hack's not going to go into the closet and open the Pokemon cards and be like, anyway, I'm taking these home for Leo. That's crazy.
Because I got a God pack.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Like,
but he could. I would give them to him. I would if we were sitting around my house drinking and he goes, Leo's really into Pokemon cards, I'd be like, Timmy's gotten enough. I'm gonna give these to T-Hack.
That's different.
That's your choice.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, your son's 19. Is Pokemon cards big?
He was probably. I think if he was probably trying to find a God pack. He was probably trying. Yeah. This was not about wanting Pokemon cards. This was probably about beer money for when he goes back to school.
Which that is another question of like, if he did hit it big, is he splitting that with you? Is he circling back?
Would he even told me that he hit it big?
Exactly. And that's where I'm with Erica a little bit. It's a little.
So it is on him?
Yeah.
But it's kind of on me because I created it.
Yes. But in this sense, it's not like it was, hey, Dad, will you get me that thing? What the heck? You're not going to get it for me. That would be a you problem. This thing that does not belong to you is somewhere in a hidden space and you decided to open it.
And that's where he goes to get chips and Fig bars. And like,
it is kind of weird that you keep food in the guest closet. I'll be honest.
It's just an overflow.
If you have to stay the night there, it's fine.
All right. 303-222-5423. Is it Slacker's problem? Or is it Noah's problem?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.